Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our producer, sound engineer, Laura.
Hi.
Hey, Laura. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us, everybody. I see the best listeners in radio are with us. Let's go ahead and kick things off the way we like to with our friend, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, a busy, busy night last night for everybody.
Yes, it was. You know, it's a lot less than we thought it was going to be. So I'm, you know, wiping the sweat off my head. I'm so excited that it was only one really strong track across the north rather than an outbreak that we were thinking was going to happen. So,
yeah,
honestly, it was a decent night, but tornadoes were, of course, warned up in northern areas. Southern Eau Claire County, where they reported it from Fall Creek to Augusta. I mean, there's structure damage, photos, videos of the tornado. It's eerie, too, because it's at night in the dark, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and one of the things, I was up late with my dad, and we were watching and keeping an eye on things, and he brought up, you know, well, it doesn't seem like it's going to be as bad as we thought. They said it'd be worse, and I was talking to him about how that's what we would, at least to me, that's what I ask out of our meteorologists, is to give us, I want the, you know, the ceiling on these things, not the floor on these things. Because for one, nobody, there is, don't know exactly how these things are going to play out, and I would much more be rather be prepared for the worst than, you know, just sunshine and rainbows and hoping for the best.
Exactly, yes, and this storm was acting weird. It kind of all lined out, but this one cell, it started off with a tornado warning, you know, south of Eau Claire. It kept acting weird, even as it headed towards me in Wausau. I mean, I had a tornado warning all the way up into our city, but then it just turned into a severe thunderstorm. Thankfully, it kind of weakened over the city, and then it intensified again as it rolled in towards Antigo and possibly a tornado up into Shawano County as well. Mm. So, I mean, that one they're still looking into, but, I mean, the National Weather Service will definitely be out surveying
We had similar watches here, and it was, I think we had our tornado watch until like 2 a.m. last night.
Oh gosh, yeah, a long night, you know.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us are tired right now because I think we stayed up in anticipation of where is it.
You're correct.
Yeah.
Just between the three of us, my I was up with my dad, and then my fur brother was barking out the window all night. It was a long night. It was definitely.
Yeah.
But I get the idea now that Mother Nature just sometimes wants to mess with us. Just every once in a while, just keep us on our toes.
I'll tell you. I mean, temperatures across the state, I mean, they're in the mid-30s right now up north to the mid-70s down south. So a 40-degree temperature spread
as
this
nuts.
Cold front is still working its way through the state. Yeah. Yeah. So
the humidity yesterday, you warned us about
wild.
It, and I still wasn't ready for it. Yeah.
You could just feel it. It was eerie and muggy.
Yeah,
oh, I didn't like it.
No.
No. What does it look like today?
We're past it. We're good.
Yay!
We're on the other side of the front. We're going to see more and more sunshine as the day goes on. It's still breezy, though. Winds are out of the north, and they're blasting us up to 20 to 30 miles per hour. So a windy one today, cooler, but with drier, more comfortable, stable air. High temperatures will be in the mid-50s today. Tomorrow, we'll start off with a lot of sunshine, increasing temperatures, a few more clouds by midday. Highs will be in the low 60s before more rain rolls in tomorrow night into Thursday and Friday. No severe weather expected.
Awesome.
Right on. We appreciate you, Brittany. Thanks so much for the update and letting us know how things are. We're looking around the state, and especially here in central Wisconsin. We'll get people ready for Wednesday tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a great day.
You too. Best in the business right there, Brittany Merlot, joining us every morning. Laura and I got a great show lined up for you. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club is right around the corner.
It sure is.
And then we're going to talk about people that talk about themselves.
Oh.
Then we're got that one come up. It's prom season.
Oh, my gosh, it is.
So we have to talk about that because that is my wheelhouse. No, I don't
know. No, it's not. But we saw some prom kids this weekend. It was so cool.
Awesome.
It's always so nostalgic every year to see the high schoolers dressed up in their prom gear wandering around the supermarket. It's spectacular. Or walking into Culver's. Shout out to the girls we saw inside of Culver's. They really brought me all the way back.
Got a good one. What's your best example of I say it wrong on purpose or the James method of radio? We have that coming up a little bit later. Some entertainment news for you as well. Got some fun stuff. I got an interesting one I came across. I've been looking for a way to shoehorn into the show.
Sure.
Wild connections between celebrities.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm totally down for that right conversation. Right on.
Okay. We'll get into that one. And we got plenty more lined up in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll let you know what our schedule's looking like and some great good things going on in our area. All those places I want to go to, but I ask everybody to go to upi.com if you can. They have this odd news section, and I can't speak for others, but I know for me and people like us, Laura, that are really, this is our job. We have to pay attention to the news 24/7.
Sure.
We've got to keep up to date on things, and I like palate cleansers. I don't mind keeping up to date on everything political, but I need those palate cleansers. Mm-hmm. I need something to give me some kind of a break. So you want me to throw that away?
Yes, please. Yeah. I was going to wait until the break and then throw it across the room.
We got to get a garbage over there. The palate cleanser, UPI odd stories. It's a godsend for me.
Mm-hmm.
That and funny animal videos. I eat these things up. And so I went to one right here.
Oh my gosh!
Canines conquered the waves in Florida for the Brevard Humane Society's 13th annual East Coast Dog Surfing Festival.
Heck yeah! More surfing dogs.
The Eastern
is that a corgi husky mix on a surfboard?
Yes, it is. And I've never seen one of those before. I'm going back to that.
And of course, the bulldog.
I'm showing Laura a little video of this. I encourage you to go look for it yourself. You can go to upi.com to find the video. The dog you're talking about, Laura, is exactly what I noticed. I had not seen a corgi like husky before, but I need that in my life right now.
Would they just call it a husky?
They can call it whatever they want. He can call himself whatever he wants. Just come to me. Come right here.
He's beautiful, but of course there's an English bulldog with his tongue sticking out and a helmet and some sunglasses.
Some good ones.
I love that.
This Easter tradition at Laurie Wilson Park in Cocoa Beach.
He's wearing a shark fin.
Saw 23 radical rovers riding surfboards and shredding the waves on Sunday. I want to say that one more time. Radical rovers riding surfboards. And I said it with, I did all right there. The competition was attended by dozens of more canines and about 5,000 human spectators. Sammy the Chewini, a cross between a Chihuahua and a Dachshund Hound, successfully defended his 2024 title. A dachshund, yes, thank you. Chihuahua Chewini. And dachshund. The festival is sponsored by the Ron John Surf Shop. Also featured a couple of other contests.
Heck yeah, Ron John, still getting involved in cool stuff.
They were able to raise a lot of money and awareness for local shelters and animals. Just a great video of dogs surfing.
I can't take my eyes away. It's great. It's like, dogs on surfboards, guys. Yeah, it's everything you want it to be.
It's everything. It's great. And if that wasn't enough for you, I go to the other side of things, maybe, with a museum that built a Lego mobility aid for a turtle with a missing foot.
Oh, heck yeah.
A lot of our humane societies and a lot of our veterinary industry are really focusing on a lot of this nowadays.
Those small animals and the exotics.
I remember when I was young, there was an older lady that I helped out around the house with, as she was friends with our family.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a dog, a little dog, that one of those little purse dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But it had a wheelchair kind of device.
Oh, sure.
In the back.
Yeah.
And it was really in the early days of this stuff and everything. And it was so clanky, and the dog wasn't able to be as mobile or anything like that. Mm-hmm. The wheels didn't turn with the dog.
Sure.
But this dog's, I mean, you couldn't tell.
Yeah.
By watching the dog's face or anything like that, it was so happy. It was just, and it was an older dog too. I remember being really taken back by that. Flash forward, 20 years or something like that, and they see another dog almost a similar size and similar breed, and it has a very similar device, but the wheels turn.
Right.
And it's just the evolution of this stuff. And it's not just the evolution of the technology to me that I think is cool. It's that human beings are taking the time to do this for animals when there's not necessarily we're calling on this. The animals aren't asking us to do this.
No, it's a really cool step.
That's pretty cool. I don't know. So I wanted
and
to
now
get
we're in. Doing it for turtles.
Yes. Turtles, who deserve it just as much.
I love turtles, guys. You don't even understand.
Workers at the... You got to play to your audience. Workers at the Museum of Natural History in Nova Scotia helped a resident wood turtle to walk more comfortable by building a custom mobility aid out of Lego pieces.
So it goes right around the center of his shell. So he still has all four movable legs, but this is adding support in the center so he doesn't have to lift himself up as high. Oh, how cool.
You described that so much better. I would have taken like 4 days to try to describe that.
You're welcome, listeners.
The turtle, it gets better, everybody. The turtle's name, Root.
Root? Oh, good for you, Root.
Root, the turtle, came to Halifax Museum in September from the Subsidiary Wildlife Park, and the staff noticed his missing front right foot was causing his shell to drag when he walked.
Okay, so he's got his legs. He's just missing a foot.
Yeah.
Got it.
So Tessa Bistafield, one of the museum's naturalist interpreters, was inspired by a Lego exhibit at the facility in December to come up with a homemade solution.
How cool.
She used a small dog harness, a Lego platform, and some Lego wheels.
That's what that is.
To rig up some extra support for Root's right side.
Oh, how cool.
Root now gets excited when it's time to exit his enclosure and explore the museum.
It looks like she can put a leash on him, too, if she ever wants to, like, take him outside.
Now when I slap his harness on, it's like when he hears the snap, he's ready to go. So the sound of the snap, like, and he moves instantly. Like, it's kind of like his...
And who hasn't experienced that with a dog?
Right, yeah. There's a cool little story.
How cool.
Just an interesting little story right there.
Heck yeah, Root.
I just feel like these are... Does this have to do with anything that you have going on in your day-to-day life out there?
Not even a little bit.
Probably not, but
surfing dogs, Root.
Hopefully it starts your day off on a good note, on a serious comedy to start your day note. That's what we do around here. Lori and I will be back with more show coming up. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on Mornings with WFHR. You heard them. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. They're open for the week, everybody.
They sure are.
Get on over there. Take out some of their amazing specials. They got a great breakfast special going on, a corned beef and hash skillet.
Love that.
How about, can I interest you for lunch? A grilled cheeseburger. Burrito Supreme. I mean, they got all kinds of good stuff over there. And just keep in mind that you may go over there with a hunger for one of these things, but you're going to see that menu and you might be tempted by other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You do what you got to do. You follow your gut. Like, well, literally.
I believe in you.
Go ahead. You'll make the right decision. Check out their great. And if you don't, come back for the what you wanted the next
time. Listen, if you don't make the right decision, just order two meals, duh. You can take one home.
There is no bad decision with El Cafe. Head on over there today, everybody. And say hello and a good morning to everybody over there for us. We appreciate the gang over there. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. info@WFHR.com is where you can email us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. A lot of our listeners reach out to us that way.
They do.
You can, of course, also call up.
That's right, at 715-424-2600. You can call up anytime, especially right now during the segment. If you've got a birthday, now's the time.
Oh, we love them during the segment. But, you can call up anytime. Feel free to. We look forward to hanging out and talking with each and every one of you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and take a look at our local birthdays here, Laura.
Yes, please.
And we got one or two. I need a one or a two.
Two.
All right, gives us that qualifier. And first up, want to wish some really personal birthdays here. You and I both have one.
Yes. I would like to wish a very happy 6th birthday to my Bean. She is my youngest, my Quinn Nora. She is 6 today.
Yay!
Yay! Anyone who knows her is absolutely enamored with her, so be sure to let me know that you wish her happy birthday, and I will send that message along. She is beaming already this morning.
She is an amazing, amazing little kid that I have been fortunate enough to get to know, and she's awesome. Just an incredible little one.
I agree.
She is a little wonder, and we're wishing her a great one. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your day, Quinner. Look, also, she celebrates a birthday with my mom's youngest sister, my Aunt Sandy.
Very cool. Happy birthday, Aunt Sandy.
She is like a big sister to me, my Aunt Sandy. Always was. Mm-hmm. We're not that far apart in age and everything. And she's been integral in my, especially early on in my life. Her and my Uncle Duke lived in Cleveland and offered me to stay out there for a couple months.
Oh, cool.
And was huge to me. I got to spend a lot of time out there. And I just really appreciate her very much. One of the few family members that used to stick up for me.
And everything. Good people.
Just a great one. And wishing her the best.
Happy birthday.
Now we take a look at another local birthday. Well, at least to our audience, I think our longtime listeners out there are going to remember the name Nikki Latola.
Sure.
Nikki was, worked with us with the Weather Eye Weather Center. In. Her, Carl, and I loved hockey, so we would talk hockey and eventually get to weather. Nikki was one of the early versions of what we do with Brittany so well. Nikki, I still talk with her from time to time and everything. Any audience members want me to reach out to her and say hi, I will be sure to do that and wish her a very happy birthday. Mm-hmm. And we want to wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Tammy Norris.
Woo! Happy birthday, Tammy.
Tammy, enjoy your day. We hope it's a great one for you. And thank you, everybody, to Goddessy's birthdays and anniversaries. We appreciate y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look at our celebrity list.
Sure.
It's thin.
Okay.
I did not get a chance to really dive into this one, but it does seem thin. Katherine Langford is 29. She's the star of Netflix Cursed, and she was Hannah Baker on 13 Reasons Why.
Sure.
That was one of those shows that had a run there for a little bit, the 13 Reasons Why. Tyler Lambine is 47. He is in New Amsterdam, Invasion, Reaper, Mad Love, also Dale in Tucker and Dale vs. Evil. A very, very good underrated movie.
That's the only thing I recognize him from. Happy birthday.
That Tucker and Dale movie is underrated. I watched that just for the heck of it because of Alan being in it. Alan Tudyk.
Alan. I love Alan
Tudyk. That's great. Uma Thurman is 55.
Happy birthday, Uma Thurman.
Black Mamba, the Bride in the Kill Bill movies. Of course, her role in Pulp Fiction is probably one of her more famous and better roles, but she's done tons of great work in her career.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite tennis player growing up. It's hard to say. Between Agassi and McEnroe, I really like both of them. Andre Agassi is 55, retired tennis legend. We were so darn spoiled when I was a kid with American tennis.
Especially
the men's side, where after Bork, there were so many great American tennis players. Mm-hmm. Man, there were still great European players, but it just felt like Americans dominated tennis on the men's and women's side. And now we're still kind of hoping for the next great male American tennis player. The Williams sisters, the female side, we have great female tennis players, mm-hmm. Coco Gauff and some others. But even if we didn't, for the next 20 years would be okay thanks to the Williams sisters and the dominance that they had and everything.
Sure.
But we're still waiting on the men's side for the next Agassi or McEnroe or something like that.
I pulled up a birthday list too, so if you miss any that I've got, I'm going to bring them up.
Cool. Carney Wilson is 57.
Happy birthday.
Wilson Phillips, Hold On, Release Me. Number of them right there.
Mm-hmm.
Eve Plum is 67, better known as Jan on the Brady Bunch.
Aw, happy birthday, Jan.
I never saw the Brady Bunch, but I know a lot of people love them. The great, I saw her a lot, Michelle Pfeiffer is 67.
Happy birthday, Michelle Pfeiffer.
Like a lot of you out there, Al Pacino's wife in Scarface, I think, is where a lot of people first got to know her. The star of Grease 2.
Yep.
Michelle Pfeiffer's had an amazing career. But I will say something I don't know if it's controversial, or not controversial, if I'm going to lose people or not on. But I think she was the best Catwoman.
She was definitely a good one.
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry was fine.
She was fine, but I almost don't count it because of the directing and writing being so horrible.
It wasn't her fault.
You could barely see her performance in it. Michelle Pfeiffer, she got into that role. Yeah. Like, she wanted that part.
She's my number two because no one's going to unseat Eartha Kitt. I'm sorry.
I apologize to everybody, and especially to Eartha Kitt. You're right. Eartha Kitt, then Michelle Pfeiffer. 100%.
Okay, sure. I think she'd be proud to be a runner-up there.
If Eartha Kitt had just voiced Catwoman, she would still be the only version. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
A guy I give a hard time to, but I got to give it up to. Daniel Day-Lewis is 68. Six-time Indeed. Oscar nominee, three-time Oscar winner. He has been acting in movies and TV since 1971. But he has less than 30 credits. In the last 20 years, he's only been in four films. Kind of said he retired from acting.
Mm-hmm.
I get a little tired of that myself when actors say that. Nobody asked.
Same
You're
with
not
musicians.
An athlete. Like, you know, no. And we all know also that there is no retire. Part of the reason that I love acting is that I don't ever have to retire. But
mm-hmm. It's publicity. They're doing it so they can do a comeback.
I feel like he gives a bit of a bad name to method acting.
A little bit.
You know, this
a lot of it.
This is a guy that when he was playing Lincoln and they're having lunch and he's sitting there eating, like, you know, fish sticks and everything, he still won't talk to anybody because he's President Lincoln and stuff.
Because he's President Lincoln eating fish sticks backstage.
However, I will say, to me, all of that being said, like, if he backed it up with acting like I'd never seen before, then maybe I might hear it out. But Daniel Day-Lewis is a fantastic actor. But I wouldn't put him in the top 50 of actors I've seen in my lifetime.
I don't think he needs to be doing what he's doing. I think he would do just fine without it. I think it's a crutch.
He is a really, really, really good actor. I don't want to take that away. Yep. I just feel like some of this stuff is a little bit, you know, too much.
I think it's superstition, and I think it's a crutch.
I will say, somebody that I think has lived up to the hype, Jerry Seinfeld is 71.
Agreed.
In part because of not only his stand-up routine that is world famous, his TV show, which he co-created with Larry David, which is world famous.
A big deal.
But in recent years, him coming out and saying some certain things about comedy, and then about a month later, coming out and saying he was wrong.
Mm-hmm. Or a month ago, rather.
And owning it.
Yep.
And just,
he did.
That's honestly one of the more important things he's done in his career.
No, I agree. It's so important to be able to say, you know what? I said a bad thing. Let me correct that. And like owning that not only did you say a thing that wasn't great, but that you learned from it. Like that's huge to just say it out loud when you're someone like Jerry Seinfeld. It's, you know, props to him, honestly.
Need more of that. I need more of that. More people being able to own that they're not always right all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? Nobody is right all the time. If you ask somebody if they've ever done anything wrong and they say no, and that's the biggest
they
red flag.
They did something wrong in that no. They lied.
Why,
I guarantee.
Why do we have red flags if not for that? Why?
Yep. Would
Jerry Seinfeld also, I feel like his stand-up routine kind of gets, well, what's the deal with airplane peanuts? Like, there's so much more to his career.
There's so much more
to his writing than that. The insight and the angle on things that he has taken in his career are so... It's almost a shame the TV show Seinfeld was as popular and is as popular as it is because it's taken away from how great of a writer and stand-up comedian he is.
Agreed.
All of this being said, and all the names we've mentioned today are wonderful people, but we have to take a beat and put that spotlight on the redheaded stranger, Willie Nelson.
Indeed. Happy birthday, Willie.
We got to celebrate him on the Sunrise Show on 105.5 today. We kicked off with City of New Orleans. I mean, what else am I... And Willie's birthday. What other song am I going to play?
Yep.
I actually had somebody request and call, call beforehand and say, can you play Good Morning America? And I'm like, do you mean, City of New Orleans? And,
right.
and so we had a little conversation about that actually this morning, about the actual name of that song.
Right.
Willie Nelson's career is not just legendary, and it's not just amazing to think about the decades, literal decades,
Truly.
This man has entertained us. But if you've never listened to a country music song in your life, you still know who Willie Nelson is.
Yep.
You've still been entertained by Willie Nelson, whether as an actor, as an activist, as a writer.
That's the big one, as an activist, because he does so much for farmers everywhere, every year, and he's been doing it, again, for decades. Like... That's a big deal.
When people talk about athletes or celebrities and say, shut up and dribble. Just do your job. I didn't hire you to hear your beliefs or anything like that. What you miss out is Farm Aid.
Farm Aid.
What you miss out on
Farm Aid.
Because Willie Nelson didn't have to do that.
Nope.
Nobody was sitting there clamoring like, why isn't Willie doing more for the farmers? No, he did that because
he wanted to. It was in his heart. And that's the way to do it.
Yeah. I mean... if it wasn't for Dolly Parton, maybe the most loved and likable celebrity there is.
They're the top two, man.
He is the reason we talk about crossover artists, mm-hmm. I believe, is because of Willie Nelson. I believe that terminology came across because of him.
He
in
transcends
major ways.
Genre. He really does.
There's so much we could talk about with Willie Nelson. Mm-hmm. Just an incredible human being. And one of the things that I know he would want me to mention, one of the new intro music to Playmakers, Willie and Toby Keith. Feel like that's noteworthy, feel like. Then happy 92nd, Willie. Happy 92nd.
Indeed.
And people no longer with us, the Intimidator, Dale Earnhardt, born in this day in 1951, passed away in 2001. Mm-hmm. Almost similar to Willie Nelson, where I didn't grow up around a lot of NASCAR. My uncle watched it a bit, so I knew a little. But I knew who Dale Earnhardt was.
Right.
And even I knew how darn cool that man was. Yeah. That man was cool. Like, I didn't have to know anything about racing to know how darn cool Dale Earnhardt was. And what he meant to the sport. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate that it took his passing for people like myself to really understand not just what he meant to that sport, but sure. what he meant to people mm-hmm. that love that sport and everything. Yeah. I was listening to a college football podcast, and they were talking about his passing, and they were talking about it. And this is obviously he passed away back in 2001, over 20 years ago. This podcast, they were talking about it. They could remember exactly where they were when they heard or were watching when he passed. Mm-hmm. I have appreciated his son being so honest and talking about so genuinely the relationship that they had and mm-hmm. and the way that his father, you know, passed sure. doing what he loved to do in some of that. Yeah. So his legacy set.
Yep.
Set.
Yep.
Boy, Willie Nelson, Dale Earnhardt, just some of the names mm-hmm. for the day. Yeah, good, big list. Good list. Yeah.
No, I have one to add. I would be remiss if I didn't add no longer with us, Leslie Jordan. Died far too early. I absolutely adored him. Probably best known for his role as Beverly Leslie on Will and Grace. I adore him. He was one of my favorite people.
One wonderful character actor. A wonderful little man. Yep. With a great voice. I was always surprised he didn't get more into. Maybe he did, and I just didn't notice. But
he should
voice
have done
acting.
Way more voice acting.
Yeah,
but I think his star was just starting to really shine when we lost him, and it sucks.
Yeah, the actors like that we don't seem to take a note for, and I didn't have him on my list, and I apologize. He should have been on there. Thank you. That's a good one. That's a good one. Great character actor.
One more.
Kate Mulgrew, 70, sure. Captain Janeway.
Sure. Captain Star Trek. Janeway.
I gotta see. I don't know. I'm not
yeah,
a Trek
no,
guy.
Because you haven't watched that series yet. We're not there.
She was also on Orange Is the New Black.
Yes, she was.
We'll be back with more show coming up mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. James, Laura, with you. Thank you so much for joining us. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about people that like to talk about themselves.
Sure.
Right away, we're going to get into something here, but I don't know that the people that really should hear this are going to hear it.
Okay.
A new study found people who act like they're better than everyone else are more likely to be ignored, rejected, and left out of stuff.
Mm.
So if you think you're the best, you didn't get invited to the party this weekend. Maybe it's because you think you're the best. The study found we tend to avoid hanging out with people who act superior,
mm-hmm.
and narcissists are also really good at noticing when they've been left out,
mm-hmm.
which that part doesn't make, you know, isn't shocking
no,
at all.
Yeah.
When it happens, they tend to get defensive about it and even more narcissistic, and it makes us want to hang out with them even less. It's a vicious cycle.
Mm-hmm.
At work, it might mean you're more likely to be left off of email chains or have your ideas ignored. On weekends, it might mean you're left sitting at home, stumped by the fact that you didn't get invited out to the, you know, the party or whatever.
Or whatever, yeah.
Now, the part of where they're going with this, and you can go to studyfinds.com to find the complete article.
Sure.
One of the things that they're trying to make, at least the therapists and different psychotherapists that are talking about this,
mm-hmm.
are that this is a behavior that can be helped.
Yep. You can grow through this.
I thought that was something a little bit new to me. I guess mm-hmm. I hadn't delved too far into this. I'm not enough of a narcissist to look into narcissists. I hadn't thought much about that part of it,
mm-hmm.
that it was a behavior that can be I don't want to say fixed. I don't like that. I don't feel comfortable with that word.
But you know, can grow.
Grow, evolve, be more than, all those things. Mm-hmm. So I thought that part was more interesting. I feel like the rest of this, if you're not a narcissist, none of this is new to you.
Right. If you've dealt a lot with them, none of this is new to you.
Right. But the fact that a person with that mindset, with that brain chemistry, that it can change.
They just have to want to.
Yeah.
Which, they have to be able to see that they're the ones at fault and that they need to change. That's that big hurdle.
Absolutely. You know, having self-awareness is one of the greater gifts you can give, not only to yourself, but maybe more so to people around you.
Everyone in your life.
We're still trying to map the brain. We're still trying to figure out so much about it.
There are still a lot of mysteries in there,
And so when it comes to brain chemistry, when it comes to some of these things, I guess I'm still fascinated by some parts of it that seem, I guess, when you take a step back and look at it and like, okay, that makes sense. At the time when I'm first reading the article, didn't occur to me. Mm-hmm. Didn't think about it. Thought that was quite interesting. Mm-hmm. And if you are tired of being left out of stuff, maybe a good idea to...
Maybe look into it.
Or take a little look in the mirror. Take a little journey there. So I want to get to a good story of the day before that has to do with prom season. Before I do, I'm going to touch on just a little bit of the Google Trends. The Googler Trends has maps of the top prom dresses and suit colors in every state. And I don't think that the majority of our listeners may apply to. I'm guessing we don't have a lot of seniors in high school listening to the show.
I'd hope not, because they should be in school. Get to school, kids.
Don't want to assume.
Go to school.
Guessing. But I don't know. I find these things as adults almost more interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, especially I never went to prom. I went to one school dance at East Junior High. That was it. I've never been to any dances or anything like that.
I went to two proms. Someone else's prom my junior year and my prom senior year.
That's cool. At least you did it.
Kind
of. I saw a lot of people making a big deal on social media I can't think of the guy that she's married to or whatever, the Benny something or whatever.
Benny Blanco?
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Who's married to Selena Gomez?
I know who that is.
Yeah.
So he threw her a prom or something because she never had one or anything. The reason I bring it up is because this it looked like kind of stripped down. Mm. It didn't look like these two people got money, got connections, all that.
And they made a very basic high school prom.
The stills of it and everything, where they went in their backyard and had a little prom back there and stuff. So that to me made it stand out. Had he rented the Ritz or something like
that. Yeah, that wouldn't have been as good.
But boy, I am old. Does anybody like...
Is the Ritz even cool?
I don't know if that's a thing. I'm not even sure if the Ritz is still around.
James, God, I'm old. Renting the Ritz for his next wedding.
Let's stick to the article. So the most popular dresses and suits. For dresses, the most popular color in half the country is blue, including California, New York, Texas, Florida, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Tennessee. Black dresses are popular in 4 states. Red are number 1 in 4 others.
Sure.
And a few others prefer green, gray, pink, or yellow.
Okay.
I wanted to see, of course, where Wisconsin lands. Wisconsin wears blue. So blue is to wear a Wisconsin dresses with.
It's a safe color. It's not a neutral, but it's also a color.
Most states have a different color for suits, except Maine, where the top color for both suits and dresses is red.
I wasn't expecting that. How cool. Good on you, dudes. Or whoever's wearing a suit.
And for suits, black, gray, silver, and white are the top picks in almost half of the country.
Silver. But
there are a lot of other popular colors. So those are just
about cool. I'm just picturing a silver suit with a black lapel.
I like that. Black is the most popular suit color here in Wisconsin.
Of course.
I don't have anything against a white suit. Now, Tom Wolfe kind of made them famous, but I would say if you're going to wear a white suit, you got to be able to pull it off.
One, you've got to be able to pull it off. And two, do not eat after you put it on. Get all your eating done before you put it on, because white is horrifying to me.
Very good point. I'm just thinking of some horror scenarios.
So the proms that I went to, we actually did this really cool thing. My mom made dinner for my friends and I, and she set up the house and she set up the dining room, and we had a nice dinner. And it was lasagna. So if anyone got anything on their clothes, it was lasagna on your prom clothes. So, hey, don't eat in your prom clothes.
Yeah.
If you can help it.
Navy blue is number one in 7 states. Light blue is the most popular in 6 states. Red in 6 others. Purple suits are preferred in 5 states. Very and cool. Green in 4 states.
Oh, I like a green one, too. That's cool.
It was I was being very stereotypical in my head. I want to apologize to Wisconsinites out there.
Because
I thought I thought green would be the top color here, the top suit color here, sure, in Wisconsin. I apologize to all Wisconsinites out there.
Yeah, but red would be just as valid.
Yeah. And I part of the reason I wanted to bring this one up is because of the one of the good stories of the day I wanted to get to.
Of course.
And if you notice, everybody, we're peppering a lot of good stories in the day here today. We're going to keep doing that more and more. An 18-year-old girl named Victoria Huffman asked social media for feedback on her prom dress. She showed it off on TikTok and said, "Someone please tell me this is a good prom dress. It's all I have. It's all I can afford."
Okay.
And people didn't just give Victoria a vote of confidence. They also sent her money. She said she got enough to cover prom, graduation, and even more to pay for her EMT training.
How cool.
She says, "I am beyond grateful and can't thank you enough." She is doesn't have the words to respond. Mm-hmm. Cool story.
It's beautiful when it happens organically like that. She wasn't asking for money for a prom dress. She was just saying, "How do I look to my friends on the internet?"
And whenever we talk about TikTok or social media or anything like that, what is one of the first things that comes up? Something negative. Mm-hmm. And we need to keep an eye on that stuff. We need to of it.
Yep, it's all worth keeping in mind, but also the connection.
Two things can be true at the same time. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why this is something that is difficult for some people to wrap their brains around. You know, we've all experienced this. Anybody who has ever had to go to a new school, sure, or anybody who has ever started a new job that they're excited about, but you're a little bit nervous also because it's a new job. Mm-hmm. You can be two things at once. Yep. This is life. This is the gray area we all live in.
Yeah, you can have a long distance friend. It's okay. I have lots of friends all over the country that I met on the internet.
I feel like we need to get better about not only this, but especially with social media and looking at the good and the bad of it.
Yeah.
Like most things in life, there is good and bad.
Right.
Sugar. I mean,
it's true.
I love sugar.
It's
love
delicious.
It. I also know that I can't love too much of it.
Nope. It's also toxic. like most of my boyfriends.
Can I be honest with everybody right there? I was actually struggling for a second there to think of like two things that could be true at the same time.
You went with sugar.
All my references were sports references. Everything I had was a sports reference, so sugar was all I had.
Fair enough.
We will take a timeout. We'll come back, and we're going to get into a fun one here. What's the best example of I say it wrong on purpose? Or, in other words, the James method of radio.
Yep.
It's coming up on Mornings with WFHR. Sunny.
Is this our intro music?
Yeah, what's that song? Sunny.
I've got nothing, and normally I'm very good at this.
There's something else there. I can't think of it, but I know that's in the that's the refrain. It just sings. It's
great intro, it's a great James. R&B song. Nailed
it's a great
this.
R&B song. Yeah, yeah.
Spectacular.
I'm proud of this one. I did this on purpose because when I got put in this position and everything over 9 years ago,
sure.
I came into this without proper radio training.
Sure.
And with that, I had somebody who had decades of radio training in Carl Hilke.
Sure.
And Carl and I talked a lot about this on air and off air and the way we wanted to do things. And what we believed would be the best way to do this was doing what we called real radio.
Sure.
And just being ourselves. And not putting on a certain radio voice. So everybody, you know, just what we grew up with
we're
radio.
We're Laura and James. We're not Knight Rider and...
Yeah. Yeah. Not the wacky sound effects, some of those things and everything, because audiences have kind of gotten away from that. Mm-hmm. Audiences just want somebody real to listen to, real to talk to.
They
want to
feel like they're talking.
And with that, I feel, you know, a lot of other radio has come along with that, other radio stations, other radio formats, and certainly other radio DJs. And I think that not only us as a staff, but myself, done a decent job at that, done a strong job of that.
Yeah.
That being said, I also mess up a lot of words.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And that is not on purpose.
Sometimes.
So someone asked the internet, what is your best, I say it wrong on purpose example? And for everything I say wrong, there are plenty of things I do not mean to. Someone said, they got better examples here than me, though. Someone said they call it the Google, mostly to annoy their kids.
I call it the Google machine, same reason.
Yes, yeah, like Googler. Mm-hmm. And I actually had somebody, a student, trying to Google Googler.
That's awesome.
Is that a new search engine?
Yeah, no, you'll hear me frequently reference the Google machine.
Someone else said that they like to say, I'll give it a Goog before searching.
That's awful. I love it.
I'm just glad. I hope that's okay.
I can say that. I'll give it a Goog.
Strategy, which is inspired by an SNL bit, but yeah.
Strategy.
Here's an interesting one. Merlot with the or Merlot with the T sound.
Merlot.
So Merlot, thank you. Yes, Merlot. That's it. Instead of Merlot, Merlot.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Well, I do a lot of ones like that, like Italian and French words. I will pronounce them as if they're English words all the time. That's a frequent go-to.
Deers. When they see more than one deer instead of just deers.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Durs.
It's not rocket surgery.
It's not rocket surgery.
Oh, no, I want that one. Oh, yep. I want that one.
It's
I
not brain science.
I like that. Oh, I like that. Hey, it's all water under the fridge.
It's all water under the fridge.
I like that. I like both of those a lot. Pronouncing Arkansas, Arkansas.
Arkansas. Yep.
Arkansas.
Yep. Yeah. Also, Illinois. I knew it would get you. I had to do it. I couldn't miss it. Also, any of a list of 10,000 Wisconsin towns.
Yeah, right. There's I mispronounce Wisconsin towns like every day. Uh-huh. It feels like, and I feel horrible every time do it too. But I'll never mispronounce Sheboygan. Mm-hmm. Let's see, Pokemon as a Pokemon or Pokemans.
My mother and you know I was a youth during peak Pokemon time. My mom still calls them Poke people. Yeah, it drives us nuts.
I like that.
You know, the pokey people.
Pronouncing scissors, skizzors.
All the time.
With a K instead of a
also
C, of
Kniff.
Course. Kniff, yeah, I've heard Kniff a lot, yes. Yep. I have a longtime teacher that I've been friends with who refuses to... If somebody says GIF or JIF, they will say the opposite.
They will just intentionally go the
just
other way.
Just to mess with... Yes, just to... Yeah, yeah. Sandwich.
Sandwich?
Sandwich, like sandwich, but Sandwich. That's what my dad has always said. Yeah. Sandwich.
Yeah.
Especially now with my fur brother, Sam. Yeah, my dad sandwich. Just loves to say sandwich. Yeah. McDonald's.
Yep, the McDonald's.
I feel like this is half of my relatives with their heavy Italian accents right now. We gotta go to McDonald's over there.
We gotta go to McDonald's.
We're going where? To the McDonald's. Come on. We're going to the Mac. We'll go to saying espresso instead of espresso.
Espresso.
Now, this is different. Like this one, I feel like my brain likes to say words with X in it more than words with S in it.
Right.
So it goes out of its way to say, like, to pronounce it differently. Like, that's just my brain working against me.
To an extent, there are some words that are pronounced that way just culturally. And it's almost more of an accent, and I'll allow it.
You know, we were talking earlier about how we're still mapping the brain. I want to know the part of my brain that works against me. I want to find out where that is.
Oh, it's all of it. Because, helped.
It feels like it. Sure feels like it.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Someone said, I was sick of people correcting me whether I say GIF or JIF. Oh, I didn't see this before.
Oh, that's awesome.
Whichever I say will be wrong to someone, so I started calling them Jeffs. I like it. I'm good with that. Somebody wants to call them Jeffs or Jeeves.
Oh, Jeeves. Oh, that's a good one.
I like either one of those. I'm fine with those. Someone said, my dad keeps pronouncing the word vegan as vegan. Vegan.
Let him keep doing it.
And they've corrected him, but they stopped. They've stopped correcting him.
Or vegan.
Vegan, yeah. You one of them vegans? Hey, I got you one of those vegan burgers.
Oh, spectacular.
Some people got silly with it, saying stuff like, defeating or, you know,
deprecating.
Deprecating instead of the self deprecating, self defeating, or some of
sure.
these.
And so. Well, that's a synonym, but yeah.
Irregardless.
I hate it.
Oh,
don't
that's
do it.
A big one.
Stop
oh,
it.
That's a big one. Yeah.
Like, I can tolerate anything that you're saying wrong on purpose, except for that one. But I also, I'm the person who will ironically adopt the slang of the youth, and then before I know it, it's part of my own personal lexicon, and I'm calling things fleek.
Yeah.
Or I'm saying slay now unironically, which isn't a word, by the way. I'm just saying it. You knew what I meant, so is it a word?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
You can slay. You can find the entire list at reddit.com if you'd like, everybody. Just to add a couple of more here, going to Reddit. My dad used to call any video games Nintendo games.
Nintendo.
That's a good one. Let's see. So little to do, so much time.
So close.
That's a good one. That's good.
So close. I see. I'm also a fan of putting the word "the" before things that do not have a "the." Like, you have often heard me call it the Walmart.
Mm, yeah. It takes a child to raise a village.
You know,
I like both versions of obviously.
They're both true in their own ways.
Yes, exactly. That's what I like about it. Yes, that's a good one. Those are fun. Those are fun. What are some phrases or some words that you say intentionally wrong just to have some fun with, you know, our lexicon and our words and everything? Call up and let us know or text them to us, everybody. 715-424-2600. Feel free to reach out and join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. I know that there are better ones out there. This is going to be one of those 3 a.m. thoughts. I'm up at 3 a.m. I'm looking at my fur brother, Sam, or something like that. And I'm like, Sam, why didn't I think of this when I was on the air?
Right. So, listeners, what I'm hearing is at 3 a.m. when you have that thought, feel free to text in or email us at info@WFHR.com.
I'll see it. Go right ahead. Keep wanting to remind everybody about this one as we're getting closer and closer to May. And what happened to April?
To April? There it goes.
It flies right by every year, it seems like. Our city is adopting the resolution No Mow May. Mm-hmm. The city has also designated some spots on city property to leave unmowed. You can see that entire list and find out more about No Mow May if you'd like by going to wirapids.org. Some people will have signs out, some will not.
You do
so
not
keep
have
that
to.
In mind. You don't have to. I think another thing, and I was talking to a listener about this last weekend when we first brought this up. They were asking, well, their yard has some pretty heavy spots in it, and they're a little older, so they want to do this every year, but they felt like, I got to do some of my lawn. I was like, well, if you want to leave just a portion, you want to leave just a portion of your lawn to unmowed or mowed, either way you want to do it, every little bit helps.
Yeah,
my parents over on the side of their house. Just this one spot got this really heavy Kentucky bluegrass.
Sure.
So my dad will mow that part down a little bit. He raises them, you know,
Yeah, so it's up at the highest.
You know, so he doesn't go too up, but if he leaves it, it'll be a jungle. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's understandable parts of this and everything, everybody. And, you know, I think no more than we should judge somebody for what they do with their lawn. Don't judge yourself.
No,
for how you do it. I mean, if you're being a part of this, that's great. If you're not, no pressure.
No, and I happen to be, I love No Mow May. I love this, partly because I'm lazy, but partly because I love wildlife. And so I actually, the last couple of years, I've left almost my entire backyard unmowed. I just do the front and the side yard that's attached to like the public sidewalks and stuff. And man, is the wildlife going crazy in my yard. I've got so many birds and bunnies and stuff.
It's I know for my parents, it's the bird feeders in their backyard. Just yesterday, I was out there with my mom, checking out and feeding them and everything, or checking if they needed seeding or anything. And there's something about that and the wildlife and helping our pollinators helps our wildlife, helps our planet,
sure does.
Helps our state, which helps our economy. The simple domino effect of just not mowing your lawn.
It's true.
It
helps everything.
Deal. We will take a time out. We'll be back with more fun coming up in the 10 o'clock hour mornings at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media.